Hello and welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, October 26th. According to my network of spies, snow fell on Whiteface Mountain near Lake Placid and in Wilmington, Vermont yesterday. Surprising weather predictors. It was just a dusting that was pretty much quickly washed away, but it did technically happen. And now we are all stuck with the rain that is expected to last all day. Flood warnings are out for western Greene County. A high of 54 is expected at 3 p.m. Winds will get stronger through the day with gusts of 20 miles per hour forming near dark. Overnight temperatures fall to 49 degrees and the rain will taper off ending by dawn tomorrow. Then things dry out with a high of 56 and some gusty winds in the morning. Wednesday night will be in the low 40s. Then Thursday will be dry with a high of 58. Friday will have a high of 56 and will be bringing the rain back to the region. Closest possible snowfall today, according to the National Weather Service, will be 1,600 miles away in Colorado. Pollen levels for today will be not happening. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 1:45 a.m., high tide at 7:44 a.m., low tide again at 1:09 p.m., and high tide again at 7:21 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 60 degrees. Sunset today will be at 5:45 p.m., and sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:17 a.m. Looking way up, we see a suddenly active region of the sun is likely to send flares our way over the next 48 hours. Solar wind speed is currently 322 kilometers per second at 5 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently poor for daytime and fair for nighttime. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet. The current sunspot number is 81. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate, who asks that you please help us during our fall pledge drive. Sustaining supporters are our heroes, and they help us keep on going. Your kind and tax-deductible donations can be made at wgxc.org. It is just so easy.